Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person calling?
Hi, Shireen. The person's name is Robert Pena.
Okay, all right, thank you so much. You can transfer him over. Hello, Robert?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Good now.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that. Did you have a certain subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it just non-Hodgkin's?
It was a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis in your lifetime?
No.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And what year were you diagnosed?
It was 2016.
2016? Do you remember around what month?
I want to say February.
February? So like February 1st, 2016?
About the middle, 15th or 20th of February, that
okay.
I recall.
February 15, 2016?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
10-2-73.
10-2-1973. Happy belated birthday.
Correct. Thank you.
Alrighty. So at the time of diagnosis, you were about, trying to do math, you were about 42 turning 43?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to confirm. And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home, for work?
No, just residential.
Residential, so at home. And do you remember the home address of where you used it?
It was like my house, maybe a couple of clients that I would, you know, help out with stuff around their house.
Okay. What is your...
My address is 2892 East Big Range Road.
East. And what state is this?
California.
California. Anaheim?
I'm sorry?
What's the city?
Ontario.
Ontario?
Yes.
Okay. Is it 2892 Big Creek Lane in Ontario, California?
No, Big Range.
Oh, Big Range. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so 2892 East Big Range Road, located in Ontario, California, zip code 91761.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or any others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No, it was just primarily me. The neighbors, I don't know what they've done.
Okay, no worries. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
For about 10 years.
10 years, okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the following is just going to be about your past illnesses. These are yes or no's. Did you have a past of HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
None.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
Oh, what?
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
None.
And family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then your first name, is it spelled Robert?
Correct.
And your last name, Pena?
Correct.
And do you have a middle name that you want to put down?
Alberto.
Alberto?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said your diagnosis.
And I'm the third.
Okay.
I'm the third if you want to put the third at the end.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to confirm for your diagnosis. I have diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Correct.
Okay. And then you said you're the third. So it's Robert Alberto Pena the third.
Correct.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No.
No. And can I get the last four of your social or the full social?
564-29.
Okay.
298462.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm for your date of birth, I have October 2nd, 1973.
Correct.
Okay. And how did you first learn a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Just went and seen the doctor.
Oh, okay. And they told you that it was connected with Roundup?
That's what he was led to believe.
Okay. Just writing that down. Thank you so much for being patient with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? If you had to estimate a date, was it within the last year or so?
I guess, I don't know. I just was not feeling right. And I had like a little, like a lump going on in the side of my neck.
Okay.
And I just went and got checked out.
And this was after your original diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. So within the last year, you would say?
In this last year? No, I've been good for about 5 years now.
Okay. So when you realized there was a connection between Roundup and the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, would you say it was over 2 years or within 2 years?
Of today?
Yes. When you learned the connection between
the
two.
Oh, it was through the process of my doctor.
Okay, so was that recently?
No, this was in 2016.
So your doctor told you back in 2016 that it may be related to Roundup?
Yes.
Okay.
And he asked me to stop using it to see, you know, so I don't get any more exposure to it, which kind of made sense.
Okay. And then can I get your height and weight, please?
I'm 5'11", 300 pounds.
Okay. And then can I get your email?
rp3pena@hotmail.com.
Okay. And then your phone number I have is 909-218-0074.
Correct.
And this is your mobile number or your home number?
Mobile.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many times per year did you use Roundup?
Probably weekly.
Weekly for like the whole year?
For about, I don't know.
How many months out of the year did you use Roundup? Was it just like in the summer or the spring?
No, year-round.
Year-round?
Year.
Okay, and then yeah. You would say you sprayed about once a week, so that would be about 52 times a year, is that correct?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year did you start spraying Roundup?
I want to say about maybe in 2006.
2006. And if you had to estimate the month.
If I had to, probably I'd say beginning of the year, January, February.
So January 1st, 2006, does that sound correct?
Yeah, that's a good ballpark.
And then you stopped spraying at the time of your diagnosis, which would be February 15, 2016. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, such as gloves or anything like that?
I would use gloves sometimes if, you know, if I was using it when it was, like, real windy or whatnot. I would do a little mask or, like, a handkerchief over my face, but not all the time.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. Alrighty. And then you said you sprayed it residentially, correct?
Correct. More and for the garden areas.
Just the garden areas at home?
Yeah, more like, you know, the garden, the lawn, around the house.
Okay. And then what state did you use the product in? I believe the state was California, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Sorry, a lot of these questions are a little bit repetitive. And then, again, I do have to ask, your exposure was residential?
Yes.
And you used it yourself, correct?
Correct.
And then did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How often were you present during the application of the Roundup?
The whole time.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
I mean, hands-on with it would have been about 10 years. Prior to that, maybe, I don't know, maybe, I wasn't really aware of the Roundup, of it, what it could do for me, until someone showed me and I seen results within my yard. So, it just, it just took it on and then didn't realize the consequences I would have behind it.
Yeah. If you had to estimate, how many times would you say you've been exposed to Roundup in your entire life? If you had to guess, like, a number.
Over 100 times.
Over 100 times?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And the Roundup that you used, was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrate.
Concentrate. And then do you remember where you would purchase the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot? Okay. And then do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchase?
I don't think I do of any from back then, no.
Okay, no worries. And then do you have any Roundup currently in your possession?
No.
No? Okay. Well, if you ever find anything that is Roundup related, that, you know, that's kind of like receipts or like something lying around your house related to Roundup, the attorneys do say to keep it, just so, you know, it would be able to help your case. So don't tamper with it or anything. Just keep it, just to help you. And this will help your case. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Self-employed.
Self-employed? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have an address for your self-employment?
Same address as my house.
Okay. And your house, was that the address you gave me earlier, the same house that you sprayed Roundup at?
Correct.
2892 East Big Range Road in Ontario, California, 91761?
Correct.
Okay. And then is there a title of your self-employment?
Handyman by Robert.
Okay, thank you so much. And then have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to the lymphoma?
Yes, a little bit, not too much.
Okay, do you remember when?
Right offhand, I don't. I mean, it would be probably the last couple years of being through the process, I guess.
Okay.
Do
you know what year?
Which would be like 2019, 2020.
2019 to 2020, okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And we are almost done here. Just a couple more questions for you. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, give me a minute. Let me see if
okay.
I can pull it up.
No worries.
Dr. Robert Bristol.
And where is he located?
The Irvine Medical Center.
Irvine Medical Center. And you said Dr. Robert Bristol?
Yes.
Robert E. Bristow, spelled B-R-I-S-T-O-W?
Correct.
Okay. And this is the doctor that diagnosed you, correct?
Correct.
And is his address is it 101 The City Drive, South Orange, California, 92868?
Correct.
Okay. And then for the phone number per Google, I have 714-456-8000. Or do you have a different phone number for him?
Yeah, I have a different phone number.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
714-456-7971.
7971?
Yes.
And then how has your diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
It made me think about what I need to be around. So now I'm a little more cautious about chemicals and stuff like that.
Okay. And then do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer type and diagnosis?
Not with me.
Okay. But there is proof that there is one?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I could find it.
Okay.
I just have to go through all my boxes.
Okay, no worries. And then in regards to treatment, did you receive any treatment?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the name of the hospital you were treated at? Or the facility?
It was in Irvine, the medical center.
Irvine Medical Center?
Yes.
And the doctor, is it the same doctor?
Correct.
Okay. Is it UCI Medical Center? Or UC Irvine Health?
University of California, Irvine Medical Center.
Yes. Is it that one, the one in orange?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. And then the doctor name is the same doctor, Robert E. Bristro,
yes.
Yeah, having a little trouble pronouncing it. Okay, and then what date were you treated? When did you first start your treatment?
I want to say I can't even remember. I think I want to say treatment started in March of 2016 or so.
So about March 1st, 2016?
Yeah, about that, the 12th, 15th okay. or so, somewhere in there.
Were you treated at any other facility or was it just UCI Medical Center?
Just a medical center.
Okay, and that, and you were treated on March 1st, 2016, roughly?
Roughly, yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, stem cell transplant?
Chemo.
Chemo?
Chemo radiation.
Chemo and radiation?
No, just a chemotherapy.
Okay, just no the radiation. Chemotherapy. Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
2892 East Big Range Road.
All right.
Ontario, so, California.
91761. Okay, so I have 2892 East Big Range Road in Ontario, California, which is in San Bernardino County, zip code 91761.
Right.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does the emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No one lives with me.
Okay.
No emergency contact.
Oh, you do not have an emergency contact?
No.
No? Okay. I believe we do. I think I do need one. I can double check to see if I can bypass it, but I'm pretty sure it is mandatory. Do you have anyone that you can put down?
Maybe my sister.
Okay. Does she live with you or not live with you?
She does not live with me.
Okay. And can I get her first and last name?
Robin Rios.
Is that R-O-B-I-N?
Yes.
And then her last name, can you spell it for me, please?
R-I-O-S.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for you, or for her, I'm sorry.
951-880-4050.
Okay. And then this is your sister, and we do have permission to contact her if needed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and put you on a brief hold. I'm just going to review the documents really quickly, everything that we filled out, and then I'm going to read it to you over the phone. And then I'll send you the documents for you to sign over, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Hello, Robert, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm just going to go ahead and review the information with you. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Ronda lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I do.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Correct.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around February 15, 2016?
Correct.
And you sprayed it at home at the address of 2892 East Big Range Road in Ontario, California, zip code 91761?
Correct.
And you sprayed for roughly around 10 years?
Correct.
All righty. And then I have your name spelled Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Middle name Alberto, A-L-B-E-R-T-O. Last name Pena, spelled P-E-N-A, the third.
Correct.
And then I have for your social security number, 564-298-462.
Correct.
And then your date of birth, I have October 2nd, 1973.
Correct.
And you first became aware that your diffuse large B-cell lymphoma was related to Roundup at the time you were diagnosed, which is February 15, 2016?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Correct.
I have your height and weight as 5'11", 300 pounds. And I have your email as rp3pena@hotmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And I have your phone number as 909-218-0074?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you use Roundup about once a week, which is about 52 times a year?
Correct.
And you started spraying Roundup roughly around January 1st, 2006?
Yes.
And then you stopped spraying Roundup at the time you were diagnosed, which is about February 15, 2016?
Correct.
Okay. I don't remember if I verified your phone number with you, but I'm going to do it again. The phone number I have for you is 909-218-0074.
Correct.
Okay. And let's see. I have your employment as handyman by Robert. You're self-employed. And the address I have for you is 2892 East Big Range Road, Ontario, California, 91761.
91761, yes.
91761, okay. And then I have your the doctor that diagnosed you is Robert E. Bristow, spelled B-R-I-S-T-O-W?
Correct.
Okay, and I have his address as 101 The City Drive South in Orange, California, zip code 92868?
Yes.
And I have his phone number as 714-456-7971?
Correct.
Okay. And then where you received treatment is at UCI Medical Center under the same doctor, Robert E. Bristow, and you were treated about March 1st, 2016?
Correct.
With chemotherapy. And then once again, I do have your current address as 2892 East Big Range Road in Ontario, San Bernardino, California, zip code 91761.
Correct.
And I do have your emergency contact as Robin Rios, spelled R-O-B-I-N-R-I-O-S. Phone number I have for Robin is 951-880-4050, and this is your sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you repeat the number one more time? Just so yes. I can make sure I don't open it up.
951-880-4050.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to you right now. Just make sure everything is spelled correctly, everything like that. It's just going to ask you for a couple signatures. It's going to go ahead and send to your phone number. Just give it about a minute or so.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I'm also going to text you from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker.
Yes, you're already on speaker.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so you're gonna get a text right now. I believe it's gonna be from DocuSign.
Okay.
Let me know once you receive that text.
Yes, I got it.
Okay,
Open it.
perfect. So yeah, go ahead and click on the link. It'll basically prompt you around with a bunch of yellow buttons. So just click through the yellow buttons, it'll tell you where to sign.
Continue. Three. So just tap on like the yellow buttons.
Yeah, just tap around the
That's
yellow
me for
buttons,
my.
and if it doesn't let you, I think it's because it needs a signature.
Okay.
Alrighty, and then let me know once you're done. And if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay. Yep, I think I'm done.
Okay, let me go check on my end.
Say that like poor me. Sometimes it's poor me after you start going and listening to their bullshit.
Let's see.
Well, I just got MRI yesterday.
Okay, perfect. All right, Robert. First and foremost, I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I just went ahead and sent you a text from my 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. The attorneys that are going to be working on your case are going to be contacting you within 48 hours. If they don't contact you within 48 hours, I will give you a call myself and transfer you over to them. They just need to verify the case with you over the phone. So basically what we kind of just went through, but they're just verifying all the information that I have down. They can't start your case without verifying that information with you. And if you did want to discontinue for any reason, you can just let them know and they'll discontinue the case. But with that being said, Robert, again, I do want to thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions, let me know. But just be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout in the next 48 hours from the attorneys contacting you to verify your case.
Okay.
And then we can kind of go from there, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank
All
you.
right. Thank you so much, Robert. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing better.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.